Hi, this is Amy Bowen. Welcome to my podcast, Amy Talks About Stuff. This is episode 258 for Monday, September 2nd, 2024. I'm trying something different today, and I am using my Amazon Fire tablet instead of my phone to record in Auphonic, then download and then upload this podcast episode. I probably should have been doing this all along. There probably wouldn't have been as many technical and or sound glitches during con if I'd just been doing it on my tablet the whole time. It has much more screen real estate. It's much harder to select the wrong MP3 file. And I can look at the DragonCon app and the Auphonic window at the same time on this separate screen without causing a blank spot in the audio, which Auphonic apparently did in one of my other episodes. So Monday is always my chill, let's go to some panels and see the art show day at DragonCon. And I took the shuttle again from Spring Hill Suites, which worked perfectly fine. I knew I wasn't going to make it at the beginning of the 10 a.m. panel, but I made it to the second half of Things I Wish I'd Known on the Writer's Track, hosted by Kevin J. Anderson and Nancy Knight. That was always good. I like to get into a Writer's Track panel at some point when I can. I like to feel connected to that whole milieu, if I can. After that, I gave out my few remaining pieces of swag. I stumbled upon a final swag meetup at the Marriott Pulse Bar tables. At this point, it was about 11 o'clock in the morning. Went to a discussion, listened to a discussion panel over in the Star Wars track room. Then went up to the 26th floor of the Marriott to see if Nick's cannon prop was still there. This requires some explanation. Nick is a guy who entered the Friday night costume contest as Napoleon from a video game called Fate Grand Order. He made a giant, like 6-foot-tall cannon prop. It's about an inch or an inch and a half too short to, or too wide, excuse me, to fit through the hotel room doors. He has to leave it out in the hallway. A bunch of us see it, and of course, as with so many other funny and strange shenanigans that have happened at DragonCon, the community has adopted it and embraced it wholeheartedly. So I spent a few minutes up there chatting with other people, and then went to the food court and had lunch. Several different tracks were having their wrap-up panels during the 2:30 to 3:30 slot. I decided to go with the costuming one so I could listen to costumers give advice and encouragement on how to avoid cosplay burnout. I went to closing ceremony. There was some complaining, but not as much as I expected. The moderators did a really good job of keeping the panel mostly positive. I hung around a little bit more, got food from Dairy Queen to have for dinner, came back to, left from the front of the Hyatt at about 6, came back over to my room. I have already finished packing up all my clothes, and now I'm going to hang out and relax for a bit and probably go to bed around 9 or 10 probably. I need to be up by 4 and leaving by 5, preferably earlier, if I want to make a 7:55 flight. I know better. I know how insane that airport will be tomorrow. It will be absolutely insane. It has been in the past. I would like to, since this is my wrap-up for the Dog Days of Podcasting 2024, I would like to say I am recording this at about almost 8 o'clock on Monday night, so I have been watching the farther north part of the Atlanta skyline fade into the sunset from the hotel window for a while now, while DragonCon has faded into the sunset. And it was an absolutely wonderful con this year. I am so glad I'm back. I'm so much looking forward to the next two. They mentioned at closing ceremonies, yes, we are very well aware that 2 years from now will be our 40th anniversary. We already have merch planned. We already have guests planned, although this far out, we know that that is very likely to change. And yes, we know it's special, and we're going to try to make it special. And I want to try to make it special, too. Probably with more and better cosplays. Which brings me to my big conclusion for the Dog Days of Podcasting 2024. I'd like to repeat something Joe said to me. Joe, when we were hanging out at some point during the con this week, told me that he really appreciated what a ray of sunshine my show was, because my show is always the light, fun, happy, positive one that's never too serious or too negative or too real life. I really, really appreciated that encouragement, because I occasionally worry that I have this platform, even if there are only 20 or so listeners. I sometimes feel irresponsible not to be delivering the latest news about mask sources and COVID variants and things like that. But it's very, very good to hear that somebody appreciates the specific type of content that I have been contributing. Thank you so much, Joe. I'm going to keep going. I will not promise to do Dog Days of Advent because I said I would last year and then I completely failed to do it last year. So I will make no promises about this year. I will see you, or I will talk to you whenever I talk to you, whether that's December or next August. It has been an absolutely wonderful Dog Days of Podcasting, and it was so great to see everyone in person again. Until next time, have a good night.
Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevear, on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.